السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Once again, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم to this edition of the Coffee Express, coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba Online, Sirat Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the voice of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, we have just completed our segment on Palestine, discussing the relationship of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam with Palestine, and discussing Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam himself also. We will now be crossing over to our brother Ahmad Tariq, and inshallah be discussing affairs related to kafan and dafan and our local politics. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Ahmad Tariq.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan to all our radio listeners. Alhamdulillah, we got Allah has blessed us with another fine Saturday morning, Molana.
Yeah, firstly, before we get into our local politics, are there any new developments related to, you know, kafan and dafan?
Jay Molana, you know, I think from now onwards, I just want to give every week a little bit, little dosage of what happened in government sector in terms of hospitals, especially from the Department of Health side. There's three components in, especially if you take the mortuaries, you get the Department of Justice, Department of Home Affairs, and then Public Works. In hospitals, you only got the hospital. If it's a private hospital, it's a separate entity, and you get a government hospital entity. Now, when a person goes for an operation, now, Molana, when a person goes there for an operation, obviously goes through to the theater. Once he's on the theater table, the anesthetist gives him an anesthetic before they do the operation. Now, the rule is you have to wait till the person has now gone, get consciousness, so that he'll be able to then transfer to ICU, and then he goes to general ward, and then he gets discharged. Now, the question comes in, a lot of people ask, what happens if a person is on the table, on the theater table, what happens, and Allah takes his ruh away? So in that case, what happens is immediately they close the, if they have opened the body already, they have to just close it up. And that's when it becomes unnatural, then we have to do a post-mortem. But to do that, first and foremost, what we have to do is get the South African police steps in. They will open an inquest docket. So the anesthetist, the surgeon will give the history, actually what happened here. So he will take the he will take the statement down, and he will open a case docket, and thereafter that they will send that body for postmortem. And then when we do the postmortem, then only we'll realize what actually transpired, how what happened, because they wanted to know the cause of that. This is our first dosage for this week, and next week inshallah we'll give something else as well, Molana, so the people know exactly what happened. There's a lot of procedures in postmortems and everything else. So we'll be able to give them small dosage every week. So, you know, they will understand. A lot of people say, you know what, this is my father, he's 78 years old. Why they want to do a postmortem? These are all the reasons why they have to do postmortem. Anything unnatural, they have to do postmortem. This is the thing. Jee Molana, now we can start a political scenario.
Okay, the latest news is good news. Itikweli is set for billions of rands of investment in development projects that will catapult the city into a new era of prosperity. And equally impressive, 300 jobs are expected to be created by these multi-billion projects. Itikweli Mayor Councillor Cyril Zaba led the executive committee on an oversight visit to the city's catalytic projects on Wednesday. 14th August to be updated on the progress of the 217 billion investment developments that are underway and those still being planned. He traversed the length and breadth of Itikweni region to view the 16 developments and sites at which future developments will be taking place. Brother Ahmad Parak, can you elaborate on this? This is very, you know, refreshing news.
All right. Jee, Maulana, firstly, the Chatyet program is such. You know what they do is, Maulana, say you do a lot of properties and all, you're a property investor and all that. So the city is looking for investment all the time, international investment, local investment, and big role players, corporate big role players. So what we do is we take all the government in Itikweni, all the departments, i.e. you take the planning department, you take where they do the plans, you take sanitation, electricity, what electricity they will be needing, the road assessment, all that. You take all the departments and you put it into one, and then you got a concession. So to expedite it to get your work done quickly instead of you going to various 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 departments. So this way you go into one department because you're doing a lot of business with the city and you're a developer and you bring revenue, bringing investment to the city. That's how we have created this year. So this way you'll be able to one-stop shop. In other words, you'll be able to get answers, and they have got a special department, fast track everything because they want to get things done. But at the same token, Maulana, 217 billion investment. Now you must understand, people need to understand, our listeners need to understand, you know, there is investment, but it's a long-term thing. You can't, you know, when away he's put it, the mayor has put it, like all this thing is going to happen in the next year, 2 years' time, and there will be 300,000 jobs. And it's not going to happen like that. You know what happened, Maulana? You think top corporate company. I was with a top corporate company, and I was national sales director for that company. And they were in the JEC in Joburg. Now, what happens is, now, to make sure the share market is holding, they will come and create something. They're going to buy another big mill in Hammersley, and this is what they're going to do. So what happens, people are now, they know this company is a little bit shaky, but they will create something just to keep everybody quiet. Now here, the city has got all this. There's no doubt, and some of them are on the way in the next year, early next year, someone is going to open, but everything is not going to happen overnight or anything. 2026 election will come, municipal election. Some of these things never even take off. If you take the Durban route from from Durban to Pinetown, for the last 6 years, it hasn't gone. Nothing has happened. They didn't even open yet. The infrastructure, everything was done. So this is now to keep the residents of Durban quiet. They will come up with all this investment thing and all that. Now, to keep us quiet, because why? You see, to take the pressure away from the mayor and the city manager, because at the moment we got under Section 54, we are 154, we have an issue, so now they're ironing out all that. Now to keep, because at the moment everywhere, you're putting pressure from wherever you are, from Overport for service delivery. Musgrave is putting, Chatsworth have got all the ratepayers association, Phoenix, Amslanga, like, if they can go to court today and bring an urgent interdict against the city, they're going to do it. That's how desperate they are, because there's no water. Imagine staying in Amslanga and you can't get water in time. So this is all to take the focus away, take the pressure away from the city, and now this is, they blow it up in press. They go social media. Yes, there is, from the 100% what he's talking about, only 40% might come. The fruit will be bearing. The other 60 is a long-term process. This is what happens. Now he's taking the focus away from us. Like, at the moment, what we got on the plate He can't deliver. Because every way he's going to the mayor, he's going, he wants to meet with all the ratepayers association. Yesterday there was a meeting at ICC with all the ratepayers. He got bombarded left, right, and center. That's how bad it was. I will send you the clip and I'll send it to our listeners as well. He got bombarded because people are paying rate and they're not getting service delivery. This is the problem. So he's trying to shift the focus away from us.
Yeah, he mentions you know, with Durban Central, he's talking about, you know, the bay and other areas on the beachfront. Now, the thing is, at the moment, we can't swim in many of these beaches. Are they giving any attention to sorting out the sewer problem?
Monana, we are in court at the moment. I think our case is set down maybe September or early October. We are the only party has taken them, and we gave all the replying affidavits, everything. So we are going head on. At the moment, from the river to the sea, it's still happening. Because Pine Town, if you come from Pine Town, from the rivers, from that way, is coming into our beaches here, into our rivers, right through, and is going into the... Some of the beaches you cannot use at the moment because E. coli, and this is the problem. And through the long weekend and all, they tried very hard. Some of them, they're open because they're doing a test like 3-4 times a day to make sure where, you know, at the moment, fortunately, we didn't have much rain and all in the last couple of months, so it was okay. But once it starts raining, then you want to start, all this thing is going to come up and is going to start coming into our sea as well. But all the beaches are not open at the moment. That is our issue at the moment. So that is a major problem. And then you're talking about, Polana, the bay, Durban Bay waterfront. Now, waterfront, let me explain to you this, Polana. You laugh and you say, you know what, I can't understand how our city can sell our prime investment. They sold our prime investment to Malaysian Group. The Malaysian Group have done, Molana, I have seen the agreement, and I'm going ahead with this thing to expose them in this. What they have done is, they sold our prime investment to do the waterfront. So that company, Malaysian company, said to our city that they're going to put up, like how they're going to do a Cape waterfront, a setup here in Durban. Today, and look at the irony of this year, Molana. What they have done, they did the agreement, the controlling people at the moment, our prime site is the Malaysian Group. Now, if the city wants to do anything, they have to now pay to the Malaysian Group, yet the Malaysian Group hasn't put 1 cent on the table. How that can be possible? So this is an issue that we are taking up. I was looking at the papers and all that. It's going to be a long, drawn, lengthy battle in terms of court and going to the city manager and all. But I read through all this, thinking to myself, how can, like me giving you your house giving you the house and saying, you know, Molana, you say there eventually is your house. And now you letting the house to somebody else, then somebody else is paying you the rent for that house. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, we gave away a prime land, and if you look at the waterfront, it's coming up right. There's working on the city is working on, not the Malaysian Group. The city is doing the roads and all the way by Ushaka and all that, but they have given it away. Now, yeah, how can you do an agreement like that? This is what we are exposing at the moment.
Okay. Now, there is an article, you know, for headline article, front page article, about there could be the possibility of watershedding because of old infrastructure and the reservoir also not functioning properly. You know, is there any truth to this, or is the press just sensationalizing things?
Molana, this is the truth. And I worked very closely previously. They made sure that he comes out. He was a deputy mayor of our city in 2021 when he got elected, Mavundla. now from the Ziyadi's own party too. He's got two seats in Tigwini municipality, and now he's a mayor of Greytown. And you know, when the flood came, he was one of the guys that came front, and he said, "Hey, Paruk, we need to go." I said, "Where are we going, Chief?" I called him like that. I said, "Where are we going?" He said, "No, we're going to cross all over wherever they need our assistance." And you won't believe it. We went to NMJ, they gave us assistance. And eventually we couldn't get to people. Then we went to Virginia and we took a helicopter and we went and saw and we did an assessment who needed what and everything. So at that time, he was head of infrastructure. And he showed me the papers and everything, what they were supposed to have been done, doing for all the reservoirs, upgrading and all that. When Kaunda came, the mayor, when Kaunda was elected in 2021, now because Mabundla was getting the limelight and exposing him, they made sure they took him out and they brought the new lady there into this deputy mayor. So we know the problem. Yes, there is. The truth is there because the infrastructure is finished. It's like you're buying a now 2024 model and you got 1960 models. So that's how it is so bad at the moment. So they can fix and fix. They have to start from one side and that's what they're doing. In fact, how the people of Musgrave are crying at the moment, Molana, it's unbelievable. So this is the problem. A lot of people in Overport, everywhere they keep crying and finishing. Some places, there's no water at all. You won't see there. They've got only Jojo tanks all over. You know, you've got a nice house, but there's all the Jojo tanks in front of your house. And that's how bad it is. But it will take time. This whole water issue will take up to 2032. If anybody is saying this thing is going to come right tomorrow, next month, or in the next 2 years, and not, it's not going to. It's a long, because also the pipes, Molana, are all asbestos pipes. They'll have to start digging from street by street and put new pipes and all. So this is going to be a, because what they're doing at the moment, they are just patching and work. It's not going to work. And that's where they started with the reservoirs, and they're starting to work backwards, making sure, like what they did in Karwastown, they dug up all the roads and they put new pipes and all that. It's starting to work there.
The next thing, also seems like some progress has been made in this area. We're talking about Section 154 team wraps up its report on the Itikweni crisis. Now, can you just explain to us what is Section 154 and which areas did they investigate, and you know, what is likely to, what is going to be the likely report on those areas?
The 154, Molana, what happens, you got national government, then you got province, and then you got the municipality and metros. And we are the big metro in Itigweni. We are the big metro because of the size of our city. So in our city, we had to get an intervention. This 154 is an intervention from the province to the city to say, get your act together. So when they issue you Section 154 intervention, they will come, they will send, now they send Buthelezi here, they say, right, do a complete assessment. In other words, a due diligence of the city from all the departments, water, sanitation, road, electricity, parks, libraries, everything. Whatever the city runs, health, whatever, he must go and do a full report on the city. Now, this report, he's going to now table it at the province, and then province then will take it up to national to say, yes, we have a major crisis in Itigweni municipality. These are the issues here. The main issue is the water issue. Electricity issue has now more or less come right. And there's other infrastructure issue. How best they will be able to sort it out. This is where we come into the Section 154 intervention. Now, the thing is, some heads want to start rolling in this 154, because when that report comes, because they have done a due diligence proper due diligence to make sure that we get service delivery. Take on the 31st of July, the city collected 3.5 billion because of the debt review program. That was the last day. For the month of July, they collected 3.5 billion. So the city has got money. People want to pay, but they want to say, you know what? You can't, don't take meter reading for 18 months. Now they brought in people to come and do meter reading. Somebody comes, even on a Sunday at your house now, he's coming to take a electricity and water reading. He's coming there to take the meter reading. Now they're comparing today's meter reading compared to the last 18 months. In that 18 months, you must be using very little water. So the average did, now they worked out the difference between the average and the new current amount you're using. They're saying now people have been taxed 18,000, 12,000, 9,000. These are poor people living on pension. They got a bill, they come to my office and, you know, I've got files and upon files. Next Saturday, I have got engaged with the Treasury and we got our Chatsworth office. We're going to train 10 to 15 people how to read the meter reading and put like a call center in Chatsworth in our Durban offices to bring the people and show them how the meter reading is all about and how they have taken the 18 months or 12 months average and they text you now with a big amount. And people are, you know, frustrated. It's a stress for them. You know, old people, they don't know what to do and they're cutting them off now.
Yeah, definitely. I have also had quite a few cases of pensioners, people that are just getting that pension and are finding themselves in such a situation. It's definitely causing a problem. Now, this infrastructure collapse, it seems like it is from what, you know, one of the articles that I've read, that it's a collapse, the infrastructure collapse pitted former deputy mayor Filani Mavundla against former mayor Kaunda. The fight between the two, who were at the helm of the city from 2021, split over into the public domain. This was after Mavundla, in his capacity as the head of infrastructure, had discovered the two reports with recommendation for the urgent attention to waterworks plans, which the city under Kaunda had allegedly ignored. He blamed Kaunda for this. Is this only a blame game or things like this are really happening in the municipality?
Well, this is when I spoke about Mavundla earlier. This is a report, it is 100%, and he can then, now he's prepared to come down to the city and say, he's a sharp, when he was a deputy, he was a sharp deputy, and he knew his, what his cues were. And I'm telling you, he had those two reports, and he said, this is what the report was all about. Now, what these guys were, what Kaunda did was, taken the money for that project and put it elsewhere. Now, when you go and speak to him about it, why did you do that? He says, people are in the rural, you know, you crying, your guys are in the city crying. In the rural, we didn't have water for over 30 years. Today, you guys are crying. That's not our point. The point is, we are paying rates. We should be getting delivery on what we are paying. When you go and fill up at the supermarket, you fill your trolley, you go to the cashier, you either pay with a card or you pay cash. You pay and you come out. Then only you can come out. Otherwise, you can't come out. Same thing. We are paying for what we want. We are paying the rate and we pay top rates. We're not paying. In fact, we are if I was reading something, third highest rate in the world at the moment. So it is a problem that we face in this country. Because you're paying rate, but you're not getting service, delivery. So what Mavundla did, he picked up this information and he brought it to council level. And that's when they took him out. Because why? He's exposing the mayor and he's exposing the city.
Now, this Section 154 is definitely going to, you know, put certain people into problems, people that were negligent. Is there any action that is going to be taken against such people? you know, like Manana, being dismissed from their jobs?
Manana, first and foremost, CIIU is an internal investigation unit at our city. They have already got, I don't know how many investigation they're doing, and some of them are top people they are the director general in council, there's the city manager, deputy managers in our city. Their head is going to roll, because this report will reveal every single thing, because that's where the problem is. And end of the day, you know, with the GNU, they want to clean up, and they want to make sure, because internationally, people who still want to invest in South Africa, they know, you know, like the Americans have already merged all our Middle Eastern countries. Now they're looking at Africa, and which is the best run country at the moment in Africa, we, and you get some other countries in a smaller scale, but we have got all the infrastructure and everything. So they want to come here and start looting, because we got the minerals here in this country.
Okay, Jazakumullah for your valuable time this morning and the valuable information that you have given us. Insha'Allah, during the day, the podcast will go out, and we will talk again next week, insha'Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.